Hello, this is Michael Wolfeld, and I am coming to you from wonderful Southern California, and I'm meeting. I'm along with my good buddy Joel Calandrillo, who
is Dr. Michael.
Hey, it's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you.
To get this thing going.
Joel Calandrillo, once again.
This is the Health and Happiness Open Mic Radio Show, and we are happy to be with you. And we want to remind everybody that if you have a question, you can normally call us during the show. This is not possible for this show because this show is being pre-recorded. So obviously, if you try and call in, you won't get anybody. But if you have some questions, you are always invited to send your questions to email michaelwillhelp. That's Michael, and then W-I-L-L-H-E-L-P, michaelwillhelp, all one word, at gmail.com. And we will do our absolute best to get your questions answered. In fact, we have a whole bunch of questions we're going to address today. And, of course, we could say good morning, good afternoon, and good night because people can listen to this all over the world, which is really quite amazing when you think about it. So the modern technology is, you know, doing what it's doing. So in any event, Joel, you want to give us a little take on how we are bringing this show to fruition?
Yes. Actually, the show is sponsored by Purium Health Products, PHP, which is a fantastic company I've been with for a very long time. Superfoods in seconds, we call it. It's where I would love to say price meets quality. We have products with no binders, fillers, excipients, coloring agents, artificial colors. I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing line, a full spectrum line of pretty much everything from golden flax seeds to extra virgin coconut oil. So,
where do we find this?
Well, we could go to you go to phporder.com, and actually, Dr. Michael, if you want to mention, Pure Planet and Organic by Nature are also part of the company as well.
Correct. That's very true. And we also have a wonderful, beautiful retreat up in the high desert, where we have health retreats and resort types of facilities, where you can go walk through the sequoia trees and take river rafts and soak in hot tubs. And so there's lots of things that you can get involved with us. And so I just want to let you know that's how this radio show is brought to you every single day. And, of course, Dave does the show. Dave Sandoval does the show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. California time. And then yours truly, Dr. Mike, does the radio show Thursday at 10, and we also do the radio show Saturday at 8 p.m., also California time. And, of course, 8 o'clock California time, p.m., is about 9 o'clock in the morning, India time. And we do have a couple of people who do tune in from India, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So what's our agenda? We've got a bunch of questions, and I think we should at least let people know right from the get-go that, you know, we have varieties of questions. We have the everyday blow Joe questions, and we have the more sophisticated questions. So we can mix them together, whatever you like.
Sure. Let's start out with probably the most common question in wellness and health. Is about the weight issue.
Okay.
Talking about, let's say people are underweight and want to actually gain weight, which you don't hear nearly as much as if they're overweight and what to do. So
right.
Let's address both of them.
Well, that is, you're absolutely right, Joel. There's a lot of people that we hear constantly talk about obesity. It's huge, there's no doubt. But there are a number of people who just simply can't gain weight. And believe it or not, both people, and this is really shocking to hear, but it's true, both people are starving to death. That's the problem. Now, I know that sounds rather absurd because you've got one person who may be 250 to 300 pounds overweight and you've got somebody else who may be 50 pounds underweight. And you say, how can they both be starving to death? Well, it's very easy. I think it's obvious with the person who's underweight because their problem, no matter what they eat, they're not assimilating their food and their nutrients. And so that issue is normally corrected with one of two approaches. The most logical approach is to try and work on digestion and assimilation because that often is the culprit. In other words, working on better enzymes, better food combining, better food choices, more raw foods, definitely get into organic, try and stay away from all the genetic engineered. And so that is normally the best approach to take. Now, the other common, it's not quite as common, but it's pretty prevalent out there, is dealing with hormones. And that sometimes hormones can be out of balance, which then keep somebody from being able to gain weight, no matter how much they're eating. And so both of those issues are obviously can be serious. I mean, and they both have to be dealt with in different ways. But the one thing that has to be the same is both of these types of people need to really clean up their diets immensely and especially start eating only organic food because genetic engineered food can just play havoc with the hormones and especially the digestive system. And then with the hormone people, once they've really gotten, if they know it's not digestion, and they start working on, you know, to clean up their diet and working on hormones, the best way to do that is going the most gentle approach to first, which would be introducing things like American ginseng, coconut oil, and try to see if the body can, you know, get into gear on its own. Now, one of the big problems that happens is often these people are drinking way too much caffeine, and that really can do a number on the hormones and speeds up the metabolism. So that's really a big issue. Now, with the obese, overweight people, to say that they're starving to death really is a shock to hear. But it makes 100% sense because, I mean, let's look at it. The reason these people are obese is because they eat junk. They eat empty calories. And, of course, one of the things that we constantly talk about is the idea that the standard American diet, which is sad, is very sad because it's high calorie, low nutrient. So if you're putting a whole bunch of empty calories in your body, whether they be carbohydrates or fats or whatever, the body's going to convert them into fat. And the body's going to store it because it doesn't know anything else to do with it. The body needs the nutrients, and the nutrients aren't there. So, in other words, the body will keep storing this stuff because it actually thinks that it is being starved, which it is. And so it does the best it can with what it's being given, and it tries its utmost to convert the garbage food at least into fat that can be stored for later use. And so that's really what's happening. And so... Go ahead.
Let me interrupt for a minute, just while you're on the topic, on the subject. What could someone do that is, you know, well in over their, you know, head, eating empty calories, you know, just calories or no nutrients, no vitamins and minerals in their food, and just eating the garbage GMO foods? What's something they could do?
Well, the first thing they have to do is they have to change their diet.
Which would be?
Which would be stop eating processed foods. Stop going to fast food restaurants. That if you just do those two things, that alone will be significant.
Yeah, I think
for the body to start reacting.
That's all they know is that type of food. So, what are some foods they can eat that would be healthier choices and better for their, you know?
Well, for example, to start with, you know, they can certainly eat. They can. I mean, to make it very simple for people, somebody who makes a typical tossed salad, even with just a little bit of romaine lettuce. You know, stay away from the white garbage lettuce, but, you know, some romaine lettuce, maybe some carrots, some green pepper, maybe have a baked potato or some brown rice, and have a small piece of fish or a small piece of organic chicken. That's like light years better than what they've been doing.
Yeah, but
and
that means
alone that will signal the body to change. It doesn't really matter to start with, Joel, what people's food choices are, as much as they make a conscientious effort to just change, because the mental act of changing sends a signal to the body.
Yeah.
And then as you learn more and more about it, I mean, for example, there's no doubt about the fact that these people can start feeling better almost immediately even if they don't change what they're eating, but start adding one or two servings of some real dense superfoods. I mean,
right.
That alone will make a difference. Now, if they
that's
add the superfoods and also change and stop eating the fast food, that's like light years.
Can you give us a couple of examples of the superfoods?
Well, like spirulina, like cereal grass juices, like wheatgrass, barley grass, chlorella, a beet extract, carrot extract. There's something that, you know, we are very familiar with that's very, very good for people. And it's actually a germinated and fermented barley that is referred to as activated barley. And that is an incredibly powerful complex carbohydrate that can give the body good nutrition, especially if you take that with some, you know, with some greens, or you eat that with some oatmeal or something like that. I mean, that's very very excellent.
Yeah, and the thing I wanted to also mention is that I actually do that for my son. I sprinkle the activated barley like on his cereal in the morning or his oatmeal.
Oh, excellent.
Which gives him a little bit of a supercharge, you know?
Does he like that?
He doesn't even know I'm doing it. I mean,
I know. See, that's what's so neat.
That's what's great about it. It's just you could sneak in a superfood, you know,
yep.
He's in kindergarten. So what time better? And I think that's a good tip for all parents out there that have kids to, you know,
And the activated barley is wonderful for children. It's wonderful for people with compromised immune systems who can't digest anything. I mean, yes, it's good stuff. And like you said, it doesn't have much of a taste on its own, so you can really sneak it in.
Into things, yeah, especially, and you don't really want to heat it, correct, doctor? You don't want to heat
you can mix it in hot food like oatmeal, but don't cook it.
Right. Once something's done, you know.
Right.
You just throw it onto, you can put it onto, you know, it's funny because, you know, I put it onto salad and it's okay.
Oh, really? I've never tried that.
Yeah, when you mix it in with the dressing, it just kind of acts as like a thickening agent.
Okay.
So it'll make it like a little thicker, you know, the actual dressing. So
that's a good idea.
The reason I bring this up is because that's probably one of the most powerful superfoods in the world. I don't think there's anything out there, you know, as far as beta-glucans, what's actually, you know, what it's actually derived of.
Yeah.
That's like
bang for your buck, you're right.
Isn't it on World Reserve right now with the United Nations? Is there any kind of like disaster? That's what will be fed.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's been around for over 2,000 years. I mean, the Roman Empire came up with it to feed the gladiators who were going into battle.
And they're keeping it from us. They're only going to give it to us if we absolutely are about to die. Isn't that funny how the system works?
You know, the system
will give it to us if we're about to die.
Yeah, there is. I think we can officially say, and I've talked about this many times, but it bears repeating. The system's busted.
Yeah.
And it is up to us as individuals to learn as much as we can and to use the tools that we can acquire to keep ourselves healthy, because you can't rely on someone else. I mean, give you a good example, Joel. I think this is downright funny. We have group health insurance. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care to ever have to use this thing. And so I get a letter from Blue Cross, very nice letter. And the letter says, well, dear Mr. Wofeld, we just want to remind you that it's to your utmost benefit to schedule a physical And we also recommend that probably at your age you should have a colonoscopy. And we highly recommend that you update your vaccinations, which, you know, look like they've probably expired if you haven't been to the doctor. And that was good enough. But then it also made statements like, and you really should consult with your physician to find out if there's any drugs that you can be taking to help prevent things like, you know, high cholesterol and blood pressure. In other words, even if I don't have those conditions,
they want to
give me a drug as a prophylactic.
Wow.
Now, I mean, this is crazy. And this is, but see, Joel, this is the thing that's scary, is that, see, you and I have enough information that I can look at a letter like that and I can, you know, say, whoa, this is pretty funny. But the average Joe gets a letter like that in the mail, and, I mean, they might start shaking. You know, they might say, oh, my gosh, you know, I haven't had a physical. I better do this, you know. And it's like, this is where it becomes really a big problem, because so many people make health choices and medical choices based on fear rather than based on understanding. And that is not a good thing to do.
Right.
So, you know, I don't think it's possible to overstate this case, that the healthcare system is not working well. And it's fine if you have a broken bone. You know, there's orthopedic surgeons that can, you know, doctors who can set the bone. You know, there's plastic surgeons who, if you, heaven forbid, you know, get burned in a fire or, you know, whatever. So for medical emergencies, what's called triage, Western medicine is second to none. I mean, they'll put your body back together. But the problem is that medicine today, modern medicine, treats heart disease, diabetes, cancer, osteoporosis, you know, all these kinds of things. It treats it the same way it was treating if you had a broken bone. And obviously, it's a completely different critter. But yet you can see the problems that we get into when people start getting treated for a chronic condition, like cancer. Let's take heart disease. I mean, that's still the number one killer. You treat heart disease the same way you treat a broken bone. Now, that's pretty bizarre, but that's really what's going on. And so that's what then precipitates them sending a letter out to me, because they don't know who I am, and they're just saying, well, you know, we strongly recommend you talk to your physician about taking some preventative medicine for cholesterol and high blood pressure. So in other words, that's the same approach as if you had a broken leg, broken bone, and somebody might give you a drug to help keep down inflammation so that they can put you in traction. Now, inflammation is not a bad thing, but if you have a broken bone like that, it's not necessarily a bad thing to try and control it, especially if you're trying to line the bone up again. Okay, so there's a place for that kind of treatment and that kind of drug. But to treat both of those things the same way is downright insane.
Yeah.
And that's what people are up against. And that's why I like to bring this kind of thing up as much as we can, because we have a lot of people listening. And I mean, I had two phone calls today from people who had gone to their doctor, you know, and the doctor, I mean, some of these doctors are skilled terrorists. I mean, they scare the living daylights out of people with basic information that really isn't that scary. And so people will call me and say, well, you know, what does this mean? You know, and in many cases, it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You know, and so I think it's important, and we'll talk about this, you know, at length more and more as we go along each week, but it's really crucial that people learn that we've got to take charge of our own health care. That's crucial. Don't rely on anyone else. You go to these people because they're knowledgeable, they're coaches. It's like people call me. All right, I'm a coach. You're a coach, Joel. But we can't make the decision for somebody else what they should do. All we can do is give them some information and help them think clearly without fear, without stress, so they do make a good decision. That's really the role of a healthcare provider.
Wow. See, that's some deep information right there. I hope people are taking notes, because this is a lot of information right here.
It is. And also keep in mind, speaking of taking notes, Joel, every one of these radio broadcasts on the blog radio, Blog Talk Radio, they're all archived. And so you can always go and review any show that's been done. And I don't know if they're going to be kept indefinitely, but I know that they're kept for a long period of time. So as long as you have the date that you're listening to it, you can go and listen to all or part of it. You can even fast forward it, I believe. So that's pretty cool.
Right. Let's mention once again, the call is sponsored by Purium Health Products, PHP, Superfoods in Seconds.
I like that. And you can PHP, and don't always remind people, it's phporder.com.
Yes, phporder.com. And we also have I love to tell people where, you know, you say, well, just tell me a little bit about the company. I'm always like, well, it's just basically where price meets quality. That's it. Best prices, best quality out there in the industry. So, you know, and I've looked at several hundred companies. Nothing even comes close to what we have. And I always like to tell people we have, you know, astaxanthin. Starts with an A, right?
Yeah.
So we want to say we have everything from astaxanthin to zeolite with a Z, A to Z.
Hey, I like that. That's cute, Joel.
So we have everything. So other people are like, well, what do you have? I said, I couldn't possibly tell you here in one phone call or just sitting, you know, face to face with you. We basically have a book on what we have. You know, look at our catalog. It's like, what is it? How many pages is it? It's a small booklet, you know. So I was just funny because I was looking at the original catalog today with Amy on the cover. And it's amazing how the line has grown, products that we don't have, new products that we do have, so many changes over the last 5 to 7 years within the company. Do you remember that, Dr. Mike?
You know, I do, and that is, you're absolutely correct.
Quite a while ago.
Yep.
So we've come a long way, and Dave Sandoval just keeps making great improvements. He's master formulator. I mean, Definitely, if you haven't read his book, The Green Foods Bible, it's probably in the top 10 books of all time of natural health and natural healing, or if you want to say wellness and health control. It's a great, because it's a super guide, I call it. It really focuses on the greens, which most books don't do. I mean, they'll have, like, there's many books out there that claim to, like the green, there's a bunch of, you know, books out there with green in the title, but they don't really cover the greens the way Dave covers the greens, meaning
yep.
Microalgaes, brackish water algaes, freshwater algaes, cereal grasses, everything from anything in the whole entire industry.
And keep in mind, what I think is really significant is no binders, no fillers, no excipients. And this is another thing that people, unfortunately, have been kept in the dark about, that the...
Can you tell us a little bit about that, of the binders and what they actually are, what they are, people are ingesting?
Yeah, I mean, the pharmaceutical industry and the natural products industry are all regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. I think people are all aware of that. Not sure if Food and Drug Administration is the proper words to represent FDA, but that's what we're stuck with at this point. But basically, we legally can add things like hydrogenated cottonseed oil. We can add things like plastic. We can even add things like ground glass. Now, if that doesn't startle you enough, here's the clincher. If a company uses less than 2% of any of these ingredients, and I just listed a few of the juicy ones. There's others, too. But if you use less than 2%, you are not required to put it on the label.
So could you imagine?
Could you imagine
how many other things they're putting in?
Yeah,
that you don't know about?
Well, you realize that you don't have to list sulfites on wine.
Right.
I mean,
it's
really the buyer beware today. You know, it's sad, but we have control because we can decide who we buy from. And that part is good.
That's the good part.
That's the good part. Yep.
Okay,
so,
let's take another. I'm in like a cloud here. I mean, I'm looking at all these questions. Like so many questions to get to. So let's cover a couple of the big ones.
Okay.
Let's get to this question comes up so much about the period. Not regular. Just talk about why the flow is way too heavy, irregular, and problematic, meaning painful, and stuff like that. What
right.
would someone?
Well, I think that I would say that is the one of the number one questions that I get from women who have not gone through menopause yet.
Right.
And let me just tell you a little story that I think will really make all this make sense. I mean, this is a true story. Years ago, about 10 years ago, I was at a shopping center with a friend, and I was waiting near the front because they were doing some shopping or something. And so I was standing near one of the checkout counters. It was like a department store, like, you know, Macy's or something like that. I don't remember what it was. But anyhow, there was this young girl. And she was probably, I'd say, 22, 23, and she was the one standing at the cash register. And, of course, there was nobody there. It was just me and her. I was just leaning on the cash the counter. And so I just casually said, well, how are you doing today? And her comment, it was classic. She said, well, I guess I'm doing okay. And I said, you're doing okay. I said, you can't be more than like 20, 23 or so. She said, no, I'm 22. And I said, you're 22 years old and you say to me you're just okay? You should be in radiant health. I mean, you should have more energy than you know what to do with at your age.
Right.
She said, really? I said, yeah. She said, I said, well, I mean, what's keeping you from that? She said, well, you know, I got a headache and I got cramps and I get bloatiness all the time, you know, after I eat. You know, I mean, she was just like opening the bag of tricks and just letting it all out. And I said, are you aware of the fact that that is not normal? That's not natural for somebody your age to be dealing with all those things. And she looked at me like I had two heads. You know, it's like, you got to be kidding. Really? I thought everyone deals with this kind of stuff. And so we ended up having a long talk, and you know, until my friend showed up, and it turned out that you know, she basically ate fast foods at least three times a week, if not more. She very rarely ate breakfast. She usually grabbed something because she was on her way to school, and then she had to leave school and get to work. And so when we started looking at what she was putting in her body. And one thing that got her attention, I said to her, I said, now, you have a car, right? And she said, oh, yeah. I said, now, you have to pay for the gas, right? She said, yeah, absolutely. I said, well, you know, at this time, I think gas was like $2.60 a gallon or something. And I said, well, you know, $2.60 a gallon, you know, 10 gallons, that's over $20. I said, that gets pricey. I said, why don't you fill up your gas tank with water? And, of course, then she really looked at me like I was crazy. But she was slowly questioning. She said, well, would that work?
Well, yeah, and the thing is, it's not, Michael, it's not much of a difference. We get a gallon of water now that's going for about $1.89. It's
close. Well, that's true.
Bucks.
That's true. But I was talking about out of your tap, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But anyhow, so I said, no. I said, no, you don't put water in your gas tank. You'll ruin your motor. And I said, but you can see that wouldn't cost you anything, right? And she said, yeah, it'd be free. I said, yeah, but it would be, it'll cost you more later when the car, you go try to start it and it doesn't run, and now you got to tow it to a garage, and they got to clean the whole system out. And I said, you're looking at several hundred dollars in damage, maybe more. And I said, so the advantage that the car has is that when you put the wrong food in it, in other words, you don't put the gas that it wants, and you try and put something cheaper in, whether it be water or kerosene or diesel fuel or whatever, okay, it's either not going to run at all or it's going to run very, very, very poorly. I said, the difference with the human body is we can continually put the wrong food in for a fairly long period of time, unfortunately, sometimes up to 50 years or so, before all hell breaks loose. And then we suffer, and we throw up our hands and we say, why me, Lord? You know, why am I suffering now? Well, the fact is, it's because of all those choices we made. And I said, so I said to her, I said, you are dealing with exactly what your body should be dealing with based on what you're giving it to eat. And after I told her the thing about the gas and the water, she, you know, it's like she looked at me like, well, that makes sense. And she said, well, but what should I eat? I said, well, you don't want to go to fast food places. And I said, you want to eat real food. So I said, do you live at home? And she lives at home. I said, you know, make oatmeal for breakfast. You need to have a good breakfast. You know, have oatmeal and scrambled eggs. Really get a good breakfast in you. And I told her the thing about, you know, eat like a queen for breakfast, eat like a princess for lunch, and a pauper for dinner. And, of course, everyone does exactly the opposite of that. And we all go to bed with a huge amount of food in our stomach, and we can't figure out why we don't sleep. So anyhow, so, you know, we talked for a while, and she was actually going to at least attempt to do some of these things. And I did give her a little bottle of, I had a bottle of barley juice, so I gave it to her. And I just said, why don't you take this? And I said, you may not like the taste of it the first time you have it. I said, just mix it in water. I said, but it'll really help you. And I said, I think it'll give you good energy, but take it before you have a meal. Take it first thing in the morning, even though you may not like the taste the first time. And I said, and I gave her my phone number. I said, so you call me. So she actually called me a week later, and she said, you're right. She said, I didn't like the taste of that stuff when I drank it the first time. But she says, I've been doing it every day, and now it's okay. I don't mind it. And I do feel better. I'm eating oatmeal every morning. And so, I mean, it's amazing how simple it is. Now, with her, one of the blessings that she had is she had what looked to be a fairly decent constitution, and she was young. So in other words, her body has a lot of prana, a lot of life energy in it. And so it's not difficult for her to turn things around and start making good choices. I mean, it's like you have a son. You remember, he's getting older now, but you probably remember when he was just maybe a year old. And if he got a little cut or a bruise, you could almost watch that thing heal. Yeah. It would happen that fast.
Yeah.
But as we get older and older, the body doesn't recover as fast. So she was lucky. She was young enough that her body could recover. So the main thing that these people have to do is I always, when I get a call from someone, they say, you know, I have, every month I get bloatiness, I have morning sickness, I throw up sometimes, and I'm not pregnant, you know, and I get bad cramps and on. Some people get fevers. And I said, well, what are you eating? You know, and we always start with that. And some of these people, interestingly enough, have been referred to me by people who know me, okay? And so the people that are calling me really don't know anything about superfoods. They don't know anything about nutrition. They've just been sort of led to call me because the other person who suggested it, you know, didn't feel adequate enough to make enough suggestions. So I always start with that, and I always, you know, try and indicate that they should include some superfoods. And, of course, most people like this don't even know what that is. And I say, well, call your friend that gave you the number, because usually I know who the person is. I said, and tell them they should get you maybe some barley juice or maybe Power Shake or, you know, something to at least get you started. And, Joel, I would say almost invariably, if people are willing to make some changes in their food, even if they don't get off of all the GMOs, you know, even if they stop going to the fast food place, even if they just simply start making more meals at home, okay, if they do that and they start using some superfoods, invariably they start feeling better. And it's magic.
I was going to bring that up before, Dr. Mike, that, you know, people have to realize they're going to have to start cooking a little bit, even light cooking. I'll tell you, by the time you order the food from the takeout restaurant and, you know, and get it, you could cook it yourself. You know, so it's like, you know, people...
Well,
like,
not only that,
know,
but the restaurant food used to be entertainment. It's not even that anymore. It's expensive disease.
Right.
That's all it is. I mean, there's some nice restaurants, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's some organic restaurants. There's even some raw food restaurants. There's a great chain of restaurants up in Northern California, San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, that's called Cafe Gratitude. And they're mostly raw. They have a few cooked things. But everything on the menu has a name that signifies gratitude, thankfulness, or happiness. And so you're not quite sure what you're ordering unless you read the description underneath.
Well,
I think it's great. I've been there a couple times. It's pricey, but it's nice.
Might want to mention, too, as well, if you go to the website, which is phporder.com, you could look at Robin Boyd's book, Rawsome Recipes, where it's a great beginner's guide, actually, to intermediate, into actually some advanced stuff in there as well. But it's a real kind of great way to start, you know, if you don't know anything about, because some of the stuff is cooked, but it's a great way to just kind of incorporate and start working. It's very easy to start using some of those recipes in your daily cooking at home.
You're absolutely correct, and you know my fine wife, Nora. I know you call her Notorious, and Nora is what I consider to be the systems queen, and what I mean by that is we don't eat at restaurants. And when we originally decided not to do it, we did it for financial reasons because we had bought a house, and we decided we wanted to pay off our mortgage. So we said, we're not going out to dinner. We're not going to go to watch movies. You know, and we actually ended up saving enough money that we paid off our mortgage, which was wonderful. You know, that was a great feeling.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But now we realize, forget whether it's a financial savings or not. Right now, it's not healthy to go to restaurants. So here's the problem, Joel, and I think you know this and most people listening know this. If you're going to start making your own food, it's going to take you time. But like you said, if you go to a sit-down restaurant and order something, by the time you actually eat and leave, you could have made the meal, you could have cleaned up, and you could have enjoyed it in your own home. Okay,
what
so the time factor is minimal. Okay.
The time getting there and coming home, too.
Exactly. Plus drive. Yeah, even the fast food place that you have to drive to and back.
Use money for gas.
Exactly. Okay. So the time factor is somewhat of a moot point. But here's the real good news, is you can actually, if you're willing to spend a little bit of time and a little bit of effort, you can create systems so that you can prepare things ahead of time. And so that they're ready. It's possible to cook a huge pot of soup, for example, that you can eat for several days. It's possible to cook a large, say 5 to 8 servings of brown rice at a time, and then reheat it. There's lots of things you can do. Like with cut up veggies, you can cut up veggies ahead of time and put them in a Tupperware kind of container. So that when it's time to eat, all you have to do is open the container and take out a few things that you're going to include in that meal, and you're done. I mean, it doesn't take any time at all. So this is the way you manage making food yourself, so you're not feeling like, I don't have any time to do anything, because you're going to actually have more time, and that's really cool. And not only more time, but you're going to have a lot of money left over.
And you're going to feel better.
Without a doubt.
So maybe once people will make the mental note, you know, mental connection,
yep.
I should say, that once they feel better, they'll do it more.
Yep.
Once they get a result, they're going to want to, you know, they'll get excited about it. And
yep. So I think that's really probably the easiest way to start looking at eating at home more.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can be almost overwhelming when you first start thinking about it. You know, if you've been used to going out to restaurants on a fairly regular basis, it's not easy to change the pattern.
Yeah.
Because part of it is, you know, there was a social aspect to it.
It's an addiction.
So, right. So it really is. It's almost an addiction. So you have to work on something so that you don't feel like you're missing out. That's crucial. And one of the most important things you can do also, and you have complete control over this, is that when you are eating, when you've cooked the meal, while you're cooking it and even while you're eating it, have some pleasant, soft music on. Don't have rock and roll at that time. Don't have loud jazz. I mean, I'm not putting it down. All kinds of music have its place. But in the food preparation, you want to have a peaceful environment to create. So you want to put peace into your food while you're making it, and you want to have peace in the food while you're eating it. So don't watch the news. You know, don't try and read the newspaper at the same time. I mean, make it almost a spiritual event that you're eating because you're nourishing your body. And that in itself can be very helpful.
Oh, yeah. And there's a great, I mean, everyone has cable. And they have those music channels. There's one that I absolutely love. I think it's across the United States called Soundscapes. It's all New Age. I leave it on all the time, as much as I can. So I don't even put the radio on anymore. But I love when I cook a lot. I made a great chicken soup tonight.
Cool.
Big pot that will last, you know, probably, like you said, 4 to 5 days. I play a lot of classical music. I love having.
You're a good cook
music.
Too, Joel. You've made me dinner, so I can.
Yeah, that's right. I whipped you up something in a few minutes, right?
Yeah, it didn't take that long.
Right. Yeah. So we all, you know, it's just something you have to kind of incorporate into your lifestyle. And once you start doing it, there's so many thousands of great recipes on the internet that you can look up on healthy cooking and healthy food,
yep.
And find, you know, you could keyword some of the things that you like, if you like chicken or if you like vegetables or if you like grains, whatever, you know, it is combos of fish and certain kinds of like sea vegetables, you put that in and you'll come up with some great recipes online. And then do we want to talk about like how our tropic oil, which is a great tool for cooking?
Well, absolutely. Tropic oil, coconut oil is probably one of the best things to cook with.
Why?
It's also very nutritious. Well, the main thing, I mean, obviously you want to try and use coconut oil, extra virgin organic coconut oil, uncooked some each day because it has so many good properties. But it has a very high smoke point so that, you know, not that you should be cooking your food at high temperatures, but you don't have to worry about the oil oxidizing and becoming rancid if it's
hot. So when you do want to, like, saute some vegetables or maybe cook some rice, you know,
yep.
something normally where you would add oil to, you want to kind of replace it with tropic oil.
Oh, tropic oil is, I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, Nora and I would say putting it on oatmeal, putting it on millet, putting it on sweet potatoes, baked potatoes, or winter squash is a killer. I mean, it is so good. It's amazing. Yeah, I'm talking
about
the
people out there who, like, you know, they cook eggs in the morning or they make toast in the morning, the average American breakfast.
Yeah,
it's
put
a
it
great
on toast.
It's a great butter substitute.
It is. And I'll tell you one thing that really is nice, and I often, and Nora does this, and she makes this for the Oasis Retreat when she cooks up there, but she actually mixes some peanut butter with a little bit of coconut oil to make it creamier and easier to spread. And it really has a very, very delightful flavor that way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Now, what is your opinion of peanut butter, almond butter, cashew butter, sunseed, you know, butter?
Well, I think they're all excellent. I think you definitely want to make sure the peanuts, you definitely want to be organic, and you want them to be the Valencia variety because that is the one that is you don't have to worry about the aflatoxins, especially if it's organic.
Okay.
And you're buying a decent brand. And don't buy the peanut butters that are pre-stirred. There's now pre-stirred peanut butter and there's pre-stirred almond butter in the health food store.
Wow.
And so they're adding palm oil to it, which isn't bad, but it's just that you are paying a premium price for something that you could do yourself.
Right.
They're charging you 80 cents more for the same bottle, and it costs them less to make it because the palm oil is cheaper than the almond butter.
let's quickly mention, too, while we're on the topic of butters, peanut butter and all kinds of butters, let's talk about the faux peanut butter since we've covered the tropic oil, the coconut oil, you know, extra virgin coconut, and the activated barley.
Right. Well, yeah, I know that you like it and you make it, and Nora makes a lot of it. Nora has a hard time making it because it usually doesn't end up getting in the can. She eats it before it gets there.
Yeah, because you need to use
you like
wine and to make a batch of it. You need to use a lot of product, but
right,
you know, you need a lot of extra virgin coconut oil. You need a lot of activated barley, but the people.
And of course,
who
Nora makes it with the Nora puts some swizzles swirls some cherry juice on top to make it look like peanut butter and jelly.
Wow. Look at that. So we want to say that if you were to purchase the activated barley from Purium Health Products and take some extra virgin coconut oil and mix those two together, you would get like what's called the faux peanut butter, which is a peanutless peanut butter, which is actually fantastic, lots of energy, two superfoods. I mean, I consider coconut oil a superfood. Do you?
Very tasty, too. Yep.
Yeah. And we put a little bit of the rice bran solubles in, a little sea salt, Celtic sea salt, and maybe a drop of raw honey.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And you want to make sure you're doing it when the coconut oil isn't neither liquid or super hard.
Right.
So it's easy.
Let's
and that's the nice thing about coconut oil is if you don't like the texture, put it in the refrigerator for 20 minutes or put it in some boiling water for 5 minutes, and you can have the texture you want.
Right.
Because
the
melting point is like 70-something degrees, so it's pretty low.
I think it's 76, right?
Yeah, something like
about
that.
About 76 it melts. But as far as the moisturizer, I think it's great, too. I mean, people who have dry skin, chapped skin between the feet and their hands, great for shaving. It's a great lotion.
Oh, it's great for shaving. And your razor blade lasts longer, which is nice.
Yeah. So it's also good for, therapeutically, I think it's great for massaging. You know, if you have like a neck pain or shoulder pain, massage them into you. I think it's, I love it for that use. So it has multiple uses. And I don't know if you want to talk about this call, Dr. Mike, but you might want to talk about oil pulling.
Well, you know me, I love oil pulling. And it's one of my favorite
nutshell.
Things.
Yeah. In a nutshell, why would you oil pull?
Well, the reason why you oil pull, first of all, let's tell people what it is. A lot of people don't know. Oil pulling is when it's a 4,000-year-old Ayurvedic technique started in India and China. And you take a teaspoon of any kind of liquid oil. Coconut oil is the best simply because it has antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral properties. So that's what makes it really light years. Maybe you could use olive oil. It wouldn't taste too good, I don't think. You know, sesame oil some people use. But coconut oil works the best.
Yeah, I've used
that.
Let me just jump in here and say I've used a couple of the other oils, and there's nothing like the coconut oil.
No, coconut's the best. I've experimented,
too.
I even tried some organic soy oil, and I said, no, I don't think so. So you swish it around for 20 minutes. The first time you do it, you might be able to do 5 or 6 minutes, but you work up to doing 20 minutes. It is best to do on an empty stomach because when you first start, it might be a little nauseating. Once you get good at it, you can do it right after a meal. I do it anytime now. It doesn't bother me. But after 20 minutes of swishing it around your gums and teeth, and you don't want to gargle with it, but you want to swish it as, fairly regularly back and forth and make sure it gets on all parts of the teeth and gums, then you spit it out. So that's the technique. Pretty simple. Nothing to it. Okay. Now, if you take coconut oil and it's hard, which sometimes it is for us, like in the wintertime, it's no big deal because you take a teaspoon of coconut oil, stick it in your mouth, it's hard, and within 20 seconds, it's liquid.
Yeah.
Because your mouth is obviously warmer than 76 degrees. So in a nutshell, what is oil pulling good for? Okay, this is the easiest way to describe it. It's been said time and time again that the eyes are the window to the soul. I think everyone has heard that expression. Well, the mouth is the window to the physical body. So in other words, the health of your body is related to the health of your mouth. In fact, every blood vessel and every nerve that goes to your body passes through your mouth. In other words, every bit of blood circulates through your mouth at some time during its circulation period. So by doing the oil pulling, you're actually pulling out toxins, viruses, bacteria, mold, fungus, from not only your mouth, but your blood. And there have been countless people who have reported doing oil pulling for anywhere from a month to 6 months, who have reversed diabetes, they have gotten rid of their dandruff, they've gotten rid of their asthma and allergies. People with cancer have noticed improvement in tumor shrinking just from doing that. So, I mean, it's a powerful technique. Now, I had heard about it years ago, and I tried it once in a while. But I never got really, you know, dedicated into doing it. And probably about a year ago, I went to the dentist. And, of course, you know, the dentist being a good dentist, actually it was the hygienist, she tried to, you know, pull the terrorism trick on me. And she said, well, you know, Michael, she says, I really think you need to consider having, you know, lasers, treatment to your gums because you have big deep pockets and blah, 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 you know, and I said, oh, okay, and so, you know, long and the short of it, you know, that's about $600-$700. And so I said, well, I'll think about it. So, of course, she was quite high pressured about doing it. Well, you don't want your teeth to fall out, you know, this is bad, blah, blah, you know, it causes heart disease, so on and so forth. So then I decided, you know, I think I'm going to read about this. So I actually got a book on oil pulling, since my friend had told me about it a long time ago. Instead of just doing it once in a while, I started doing it 3 times a day. And I'm still doing it, not 3 times a day, but I'm doing it at least once or twice now. I'm always doing it once. And I'm at the point now where my gums are better than they've been when I was 25. And I don't need to get this procedure done. So that is the short term of what oil pulling can do for anybody. It's incredible. And if you want to see the validity of it, all you've got to do is go online, go to your search engine of choice, and just type in oil pulling, O-I-L, and then another word, P-U-L-L-I-N-G. And you will see a lot of websites. I think there's over 100. And what's fascinating, Joel, is there are some websites that are selling coconut oil. There's some that are selling books. But there's a lot of websites that all they do is talk about how beneficial it is as a technique. They're not selling anything. So that really is a vindication. I mean, that shows how amazingly powerful this technique is. And it's so simple. It costs you hardly anything. It costs you, you know, 20 minutes of your time. And normally if I'm doing it, I'll check emails. You know, obviously you cannot talk while you're doing that. I've tried. It doesn't work.
Right. You want to make sure, too, you get every single bit of that oil out of your mouth when you're done after the 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and rinse your mouth out. Don't ever swallow that stuff because it's full of fungus, mold, toxins. In fact, it's common knowledge that, and this is a little disgusting, I know, for some people, but our mouth is far more toxic than our anus. Tell me that is not amazing.
Wow.
Plus, our mouth is a lot worse than a dog. You're better off kissing a dog than your spouse. So, you know, I mean, yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's incredible. And so, you know, this is another thing. This is another thing that to show the power of nature. And that's really what our show is all about, the power of nature. Some people are really disgusted. Like if you get a cut or something, a dog will come up and start licking the cut. You know, and that is like, that's disgusting. That's gross. Well, that's the best thing that could happen because that dog has saliva that has enzymes and antibiotics and probiotics in it. And that saliva can actually clean and start the healing process of that wound. Now you don't want to lick your, you don't want to do it yourself, but I mean that's amazing what nature has done for that dog. And a lot of animals are like that. They have natural healing properties in their own saliva.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, I think we're just about out of time.
We're running out of time. Let's tell everybody else one more time about how they can find out about good old PHP.
Let's go to phporder.com. That's www.phporder.com.
And I think the other thing to remind everybody is if there was something on this show or if you tuned in late, all of the Blog Talk Radio shows will be archived, and you will be able to listen to all or part. I don't think it'll allow you to listen to, like, the 7th minute, but maybe you can. I'm not sure. I haven't done that yet. And so there are ways that you can that you can check it out. And also, please remember that all the shows that we do live, you are always welcome to call in on the same number that you possibly called in to just listen if you didn't do it online. That number is 714-868-0238. And when we're live, you are able to call in and if you want to ask a question. One thing I want to remind everybody before we say goodbye, this is just a technical thing, that when you call in on that number, if you do it that way rather than going online, you are going to be offered a choice. And the choice is, do you want to just listen or do you want to ask the host a question? If you push the button that says, I want to ask a question, I will be glad to try and get you on for your question. But if you just put down, you just click the button that says, no, I just want to listen, you are still going to appear on the screen that I look at, which will show me that someone's waiting with a question. And it, unfortunately, it doesn't discriminate that. And so I know that last week, I answered three people, and they said, oh, no, I'm just enjoying listening to the show. So just want to remind people to make sure you pay attention if you do call in. And once again, remind everybody that Dave Sandoval does the show, Love, Laughter, and what's it called? Love, Laughter, and something else. And he's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and Sunday he's on at 8 o'clock Pacific time, p.m. And Health and Happiness Open Mic with yours truly, Michael Wolfeld, and I was joined today by my good buddy Joel Calandrillo. This show airs every Thursday at 10 a.m. and every Saturday night at 8 p.m. California time. And, of course, you can always access it online or over a phone. So it's really, it's a good system. So, Joel, thanks for all the good help, and I think we gave people a lot of good information.
Yeah. God bless. Health and happiness forever.
And we'll health and happiness, and we'll see you next week.
Let's get healthy.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.